And Ed O'Keefe has our top story from Chicago.
Mrs. Obama, who's famously spoken out about her dislike for Trump, leveled piercing criticism of her husband's successor.
His limited, narrow view of the world made him feel threatened by the existence of two hardworking, highly educated, successful people who happen to be black.
When it was his turn, former President Barack Obama also warned about four more years of Trump.
We have seen that movie before. And we all know that the sequel is usually worse.
Former President Donald Trump will campaign in battleground North Carolina today. CBS's Scott McFarlane is in Asheboro.
This will be the first outdoor campaign rally since the attempt on Trump's life in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13. Multiple law enforcement officials tell CBS News the Secret Service has approved bulletproof glass around Trump's podium at this and future outdoor events.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East without an agreement on a ceasefire in Gaza. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Thomas Pickering.
The administration is increasing what I would call both its attention and its pressure. But for many observers, that is still lacking in significant effect.
Specialist cave divers are working in 12-minute underwater shifts, searching for six people still missing in the submerged wreckage of the luxury yacht that went down off the coast of Sicily Monday. The Maritime Search and Rescue Council's Matthew Shank believes they will figure out what sank that ship.
The authorities, I've got faith, will get to the bottom of that because there is the eyewitness accounts from the shore and the other vessels. There are obviously survivors from the vessel. The wreckage is also intact on the seabed.
Some witnesses say it was hit by a small tornado. A heat dome has parked itself over Texas, where temperatures are expected to climb past 100 today. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen says the Lone Star State isn't alone.
If you combine the areas of the heat advisory and the excessive heat warnings, that puts more than 23 million Americans under some kind of heat advisory or warning level right through Wednesday and into Wednesday night.
High for Abilene today, 109. Summer full of rumors, prove true.
One, two, step, Alonso. All she wanna do is just...
Jennifer Lopez has filed for divorce from Ben Affleck in L.A. 2 years to the day they were married in a lavish wedding at his estate in Georgia. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 4 years after riots rocked Kenosha, J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential candidate, held a rally in Civic Center Park. His speech emphasized crime and safety issues. Vance claimed Vice President Kamala Harris encouraged violent protests 4 years ago and pointed to her support of a bail fund for protesters. During the event, the Trump-Vance ticket was endorsed by the Kenosha Police Union. Vance made a stop at Tenuta's in Kenosha on his way out of town. Vice President Kamala Harris energized supporters at a packed Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee last night. The rally, happening at the same time as the DNC in Chicago, marked Harris's second visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee and her seventh trip to the state this year. Flight for Life was called for a shooting in Racine last night. It happened on West Lawn Avenue, a couple of blocks from Radio Park. Initial reports indicate one victim had a gunshot wound to the mouth. Despite the severity of the injury, the victim was conscious and breathing when rescue teams showed up. We're working on learning more. And a reminder about the Racine County Root River Bridge that's closed today. The closure of 38 between MM and Rapids Drive will last through tomorrow. Drivers should plan for extra travel time and consider using alternate routes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers with a win over the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Frankie Montas goes 7 innings, allowing just one hit, as they held on to win 3-2 last night in St. Louis. Infielder Joey Ortiz making a spectacular play at third to rob Mason Winn of a hit in the sixth.
I mean, it's easy to play defense when Frankie's up there throwing strikes, getting contact, keeping us involved. Like I said, when he's throwing strikes and keeping us involved, it's easy for us to make plays like that.
Game two is tonight. NFL Packers training camp wrapping up this week, and Matt LaFleur pretending to get upset when a reporter arrived late to his press conference.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? We got a rule in the team meeting. You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside. Just kidding.
I thought that was directed at Ebon.
I tried to do my best. Play that off. Okay.
That's Matt LaFleur. The team with a joint practice session tomorrow against the Ravens. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north becoming east at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 76. We'll get to 78 on Friday. A little warmer and a little more humid by the weekend with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Whenever you go out, you got to get the appetizer, because the appetizer is just an excuse for an extra meal. And I was like, let's see, I will start with the 80 buffalo wings. And do you have a low-cal blue cheese? Because I don't want to fill up too much. It would be kind of embarrassing trying to explain what an appetizer is to someone from a starving country, though. Yeah, the appetizer, that's food we eat before we have our food. Yeah. No, you're thinking of dessert. That's food we eat after we have our food. Yep, we eat tons of food. Sometimes there's so much, we just stick it in a bag, bring it home. Give it to the dog. You ever get the doggy bag? You're like, oh no, put this in a box, in a bag, and I'll bring it home and throw it out tomorrow.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
Cherry, local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. It's 8:09. Thank you to Jim and Carol for coming in today. It was really great. We loved talking to them about the history of Racine, and this is the way to preserve it. Talking about it on Hometown Radio, WRJN, and Hometown Radio Refresh. That's what we call it. And we're preserving history of Racine. A lot of people have been to Kitty Land and all the things they talk about over the years. I got a sneak preview of what we're going to talk about. Next month, we'll have people from Preservation Racine joining Jim in here. And then in October, we'll be talking about where'd you used to buy a TV in Racine back in the 50s and 60s? What shows were on TV and we're seeing? We can talk about that in October. So things to look forward to here at WRGN with Jim and Carol. I love it. Sunshine today, clear tonight, sunshine tomorrow. Highs in the 70s both days, mid-70s. Right now it's sunny, 60 degrees at Radio Park with CCR.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men truly hate us, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain. I went down Virginia, seeking shelter from the storm. Caught up in the fable, I watched the tower grow. Bobby and Plans a new deal, wrapped in
Stop the Rain. Oh, I love that movie with that title, too. Nick Nolte starred in the movie Who'll Stop the Rain back in the 70s. Ah, good movie. All right, time for moron news. A guy in Canada got his truck stuck in the middle of nowhere, decided to steal a construction vehicle to get the truck out. He didn't know how to drive it, accidentally rode over his own truck and crushed it. Now, he probably would have gotten away with this. However, he tried to report his truck stolen. He got caught and he got arrested. Almost got away with it, but he's a moron. Hence moron news this morning. It's 8:12, Johnny Rivers, Memphis. Local news, timeless hits, right here. WRJN.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Thought my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please.
try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
News and Tamla's Hits at WRJN. It's 8:18 on your Wednesday hump day, August 21st today. I've got some moments here that are weirdly awkward for everyone. And when I tell them, you'll say, oh yeah, watching everyone sing happy birthday to you on your birthday. That is awkward. Walking back to your group after your turn in bowling, especially when you bowled a gutter ball. When the cashier at the grocery store says, I can help the next person in line, but you're still putting your change away and grabbing your stuff, and she's already rushing someone else in there. And of course, the worst one of all, you're watching TV with your parents, and an unexpected love scene happens. Happened to me. When I was a kid, we went to go see a double feature, and I was sitting between my parents for Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and The Prime of Miss Jean Brody. Well, The Prime of Miss Jean Brody had a nude scene in it, and I had never seen nudity on a movie screen before. And here I am, sitting between my parents as a young teenager, and there's a naked person on the screen. And I was squirming. I didn't know they were looking at me. I didn't know what was going on. It was awkward, to say the least. 8:19 at WRJN.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years, with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life, or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeast Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
Hi, this is Don Rosa here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
It's Breakfast with the Packers right here at WRJN. Yeah, the Ravens will be at, the Baltimore Ravens will be at Lambeau Field Saturday morning at 10 a.m. to take on the Packers in an exhibition game. Yeah, Breakfast with the Packers right here at WRJN. Dinner with the Brewers tonight. We'll take on the Cardinals 6:10 p.m. You've got the Brewers, you've got the Packers, and you've got high school sports kicking in at the end of the month here. Supremes. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 6. It's 8:29. It's 8:29 this morning on a Wednesday. Do you do Zoom meetings or Google Meet meetings? Well, just like normal work meetings, we're not always paying attention on those calls. A new survey looked at the other stuff we're doing during virtual meetings these days. You ready? Here are the top 10 distractions. Checking emails, including our work and personal accounts. Texting or using your phone. General multitasking, eating or preparing snacks, going on social media, surfing the internet, daydreaming, talking to coworkers like sending them signed comments when you're on the Zoom meeting, doodling, and this one is doing chores around the house. Now, if you're on a Zoom meeting, presumably they can watch what you're doing. How are you cooking snacks in the kitchen and, and doing housework when they're supposed to be watching you? Huh. When I'm on we do a meeting every week on Google Meet and Zoom, and I'm always making sure my face is right there in front of the camera so nobody can say, huh, stop the meeting. What's Don up to? We don't see him. Don, where are you? What are you doing? And I always make sure I'm fully dressed. You know, some people say, well, you know, I just put a shirt on in my underwear. No, fully dressed in front of the camera. I don't want people to think, where is he? It's 8:30 at WRJN. It is news time. Let's do it.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in Battleground, Wisconsin last night virtually doubled the DNC for a few hours. Here's Stuart J. Wattles.
An energized crowd of 15,000 that stood in line for hours greeted the top of the Democratic ticket at the Fiserv Forum.
Let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember when we fight, we win.
Harris thanked the crowd for making her the nominee. Stuart J. Wattles, Civic Media News.
Harley Davidson says this week it's ending its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Human Rights Campaign says the decision shows Harley doesn't care about equality in the workplace. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A Milwaukee Buck is taking a shot in Racine. Pat Connaughton's foundation is contributing to the construction of an indoor basketball court at Racine's upcoming King Community Center. The $68 million development planned for the Lincoln King neighborhood will include a federally qualified health center offering various services. Set to break ground this fall with an anticipated opening in 2026, the King Center will feature a gym, classrooms, a reading room, a computer lab, an e-sports studio, and a community kitchen. Kenosha kids heading back to school can get classroom ready. The annual back-to-school health fair, organized by Kenosha County Public Health and community partners, will take place at Brass Community School tomorrow from 3 to 6. Families can access walk-in immunizations, get backpacks and school supplies, and connect with various local programs and resources. Last year's event drew over 1,000 people. And a plaque honoring the newly completed West 6th Street Bridge was recently installed by the city of Racine. It celebrates the project that revitalized a historic landmark. The bridge mirrors the original and includes bike paths and safeguards for local protected species. It was officially dedicated in November of 2022. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north becoming east at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 76. We'll get to 78 on Friday. A little warmer and a little more humid by the weekend with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
I don't know. I'd be a lot better off if I would have studied more when I was growing up, you know? But you know where it all went wrong was the day they started the spelling bee. Because up until that day, I was an idiot, but nobody else knew, you know? And the spelling bee day, you know, popped up. All right, kids, up against a wall. It's time for public humiliation. Spell a word wrong, sit down in front of your friends. You know, that's great for little egos. Hey, look at me, I'm a moron. I wasn't even close. I was using numbers and stuff. That's why I admired that kid who spelled it wrong on purpose so he could sit down, you know? He knew he wasn't going to win, so why stand there for 3 hours? First round, cat, K-A-T, I'm out of here. Then as he passed you, I know there's two T's.
W-R-J-N. Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast.
met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
An American classic. How do you write a song like that? Don McLean, American Pie, local news and timeless hits here at WRJM. Here's a story of a 38-year-old man in Oregon. He was throwing $100 bills out of his car window, totaling up to $200,000 to bless others. But it wasn't all his money. You see, the family says it was taken out of a shared family account. Family says the decision to spread the wealth left them completely broke. They were asking anyone who picked up the cash to return it. It's not exactly clear how much was lost. But if you're hoping people are going to return that money, whoa, that's going to be a tough one. I hope they do, but I wouldn't hold my breath on that one. It's 8:43. It's Up Day. It's Wednesday. WRJN local news, timeless hits, House of the Rising Sun with the Animals.
There is a house in your
Yeah.
come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Ah, yeah, the DC 5. Catch us if you can. It's 8:48 at WRJN. This is might be gonna frighten you just a little bit, this story. A study found new car smell. We all like it, huh? We get a new car, we inhale all that smell. Might cause cancer. The plastics and other materials inside a new car let off chemicals that are known as carcinogens. Now, if you buy a new car, you might want to keep the windows cracked down for about 6 months. Don't freak out if you get a new car smell air freshener, because that's not what we're talking about. They only looked at actual new cars. And apparently it has to do with the chemicals in the plastic and other materials that need time to air out. They say the worst time for it is the first 6 months. I always thought it was the glue that we were smelling, that new car smell. Now I find out I've been inhaling that every time I got a new car. And I found out it's like bad for my health.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries, hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tamla's hits WRJN with Three Dog Night, Joy to the World. Don't forget, we've got Breakfast with the Packers this Saturday. Yeah, the Ravens will be at Lambeau Field. Our show starts at 10 a.m. So get your breakfast ready, enjoy the Packers. And we've got lunch with Chris Morrow coming up today because he's filling in for Cindy Huber. So Chris is up next. Just keep it here all day long. Now you got Kurt Bowman at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's 8:55. I'm Don Rosen. I will catch you once again tomorrow bright and early, 6 a.m. right here at WRJN.
I can't wait forever. Even though you want me to. Time won't let me.
this morning. You were on my mind. I got